This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The first Batman Arkham game in years is a VR exclusive. It's Thursday, May 2nd, and this is IGN News. 8 years after the last Batman Arkham game, Warner Brothers has announced the next in the series, Batman Arkham Shadow. Batman Arkham Shadow is a VR game set for release exclusively on the Meta Quest 3 later in 2024, Warner Brothers and Meta said. It's developed by Camouflage, maker of the Iron Man VR game, and Oculus Studios, in partnership with Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and DC. Warner Brothers failed to say who voices Batman in the game, but promised more details will be revealed during Jeff Keighley's Summer Game Fest on June 7th at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Here's the official blurb. Evil stalks the streets. Gotham City is in danger, and you're the only one who can save it. Tune in to Summer Game Fest 2024 on June 7 at 2 p.m. Pacific Time for the official reveal of Batman Arkham Shadow, a new Meta Quest 3 exclusive from Camouflage and Oculus Studios, in partnership with Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment and DC. Prepare to enter Gotham for a new story set in the Batman Arkham franchise on Meta Quest 3 in late 2024. The reveal of Batman Arkham Shadow comes just 3 months after the launch of Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, developed by Batman Arkham series creator Rocksteady. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League is a high-profile flop for both developer and publisher, with extremely low player numbers on Steam. Warner Brothers has admitted the controversial live service game has fallen short of our expectations. Some of the frustration with Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League stems from it not being another Batman game from Rocksteady, despite the fact it is set within the Arkhamverse. The developer's Batman Arkham series is much loved by fans, with 2011's Batman Arkham City in particular held up as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, superhero video game of all time. But it's been a long time since Rocksteady released a Batman Arkham game. In fact, the last was another VR game, 2016's Batman Arkham VR. The announcement of Batman Arkham Shadow will no doubt shine yet another light on the studio's troubles with Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, amid questions around Warner Brothers' commitment to the live service long term. Warner Brothers is yet to announce Rocksteady's next project. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and developer updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.